Today we have an individual from, come in, Karen. Karen has an announcement, please.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let everybody know that there will be ballots on the table at the back in the morning to vote on new council members and officers for the coming year. So pick one up when you come in. There will be a box where you can insert it when you filled it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. The next speaker we have is from the ERS. The Employees Retirement System of Texas. And Mr. Porter Wilson, who is listed as one of the speakers, was not able to make it because of an unplanned emergency. So today we have Ms. Lacey Wolf in his stead, and she's coordinator of the statewide well-being initiatives, and in terms of the experience that she has, because there's oversight over 500,000 individuals that are privy to the retirement system health plan. So here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's Ms. Lacey Wolf.
All right. Thank you. Good to be the pinch hitter for Porter, always. Actually helped him to prepare this presentation. This is a topic that he's very passionate about, and so when he was not able to be here, he asked if I could step in and deliver this information for him. So glad to be here with you all today, and I hope to get this presentation, I hope to deliver it in a way that's somewhat interactive to get y'all engaged, because I know it's after lunch and it can be sometimes difficult to keep your eyes open after you've had a nice meal and you're sitting down and it's cozy. So I hope you'll, you know, get engaged and ask questions, and I'm going to have a lot of questions for you so you can respond to. I want to start out, we have a lot of puns in this presentation. This is our well of knowledge. The first question I have for you is, what are state agencies mandated to do to encourage wellness among employees? Which of these three things is required in statute? Allow 90 minutes a week of on-the-clock physical activity, have a dedicated wellness liaison on staff, or reward 8 hours of leave for doing an annual preventive visit and annual and online health risk assessment. So how many of you think it's A? How many of you think it's 90 minutes of on-the-clock physical activity? A couple of you. All right. Who thinks it's B? A few of you. Okay. Who thinks it's C? The majority. Okay. Well, I'm glad that y'all do have that as an offering, C, for your agency. The actual answer is B. All agencies are required to have a dedicated wellness liaison. We call them wellness coordinators in my world. So how many of you know who your wellness coordinator or wellness liaison is, the person who supports you and sends out wellness information? Raise your hand if you know who that person is in your agency. Awesome. Cool. Well, that person hopefully is, some of you do not know, hopefully some of you will reach out and find out who that person is, because they will help you to access a lot of the information that I'm going to be talking about today. They are the touch points for me. I send information to them, and then the goal is they send it out to employees across the state of Texas. Another quick question for you. How many of you have the state of Texas ERS health benefits, health plan benefits? Who's on the ERS health plan? Okay. And even if you're not on the ERS health plan, you're going to take some information away from here that will be helpful for you as well. So I want to share with you a quick story about a friend of mine who was out fishing one day. This is Jamie. He's a fly fisherman. And one day he's out fishing, and all of a sudden he sees a person floating downstream, flailing for their life. So Jamie throws down his gear, he jumps in the river, pulls this person out, administers CPR, saves their life. Jamie's a hero. And this person thanks them, and then they go on about their day. Jamie's like, okay, I'm going to go back to fishing. 10, 15 minutes later, another person is floating down the river, flailing for their life, drowning. Jamie's like, oh, man, okay, well, here we go again. Throws his stuff down, jumps in the water, rolls them out, rescues them, saves their life. This keeps happening. Every 15 minutes or so, another person is floating down the river and Jamie's saving their lives.